Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and divine Word. If any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time in studying on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, with all of the different denominations, the only way to cut through the confusion is to go back to the church that we find revealed in the New Testament. Really, can we not agree that if we're able to imitate the church that's revealed in the Scriptures, that we would be pleasing unto God? Well, certainly that would be the case. Obviously, the confusion of which church to be a member of is a product of man and not God. It's in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, that says that for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So we want to look in our time today to God's Word, and we want to look only to God's Word, to find the church revealed as God would have it. Question: who is the founder of the Lord's church? Well, if it is the Lord's church, then that indicates the founder to be the Lord, Christ. And certainly, he promised that he would build his church. In Matthew 16 and verse 18, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Jesus had asked his disciples, who were men saying that he was? And when the disciples gave answer of many different individuals, Jesus more directly asked the question to his disciples when he said, "Who do you say that I am?" And with that, Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then the verse that we read in verse 18, when Peter made that statement, that acknowledgement that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, then Jesus said that upon this rock I will build my church. No, friends, the rock is not Peter. Jesus did not build his church on a human being. The church was built upon something far greater, far more solid than Peter or any other man could ever be. The rock that Jesus is referring to is that statement, that confession that Peter had made, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the foundation, that's the rock of which Jesus used to build his church. We know the church is not a physical structure, it's a spiritual structure. But yet it has to be built upon the right foundation, and that foundation is upon the fact being that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So Jesus promised in this passage that he would build his church. We know from Acts 20 and verse 28, when Paul was addressing the elders of the church at Ephesus, he said, "Take heed therefore to yourselves, and to all of the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." So not only did Jesus promise that he would build a church, not only did Jesus say, "I will build my church," we see that he purchased the church. He bought the church, and we see at what a price it came. It cost him his blood. We know, too, in a statement in Ephesians 5 and verse 25, that as husbands are to love their wives, it says that is to be even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So Jesus promised that he would build his church. He purchased it with his own blood. He loved it, and he gave himself for it. Question, who founded the church that you are a member of? A lot of that can be understood in terms of the name of which the church is that you wear. Does it imply God or Christ in any form? Christ, we know, is deity. He is God. Does the name of the church of which you are a member bear the name of God or deity or Christ in its name? Probably not. And probably because that's due to the fact that it was not the Lord that is being given the credit where credit is due. Another question, where was the church of our Lord established? Well, it was established in Jerusalem. This, in fact, was what Isaiah the prophet prophesied back in the Old Testament. In Isaiah chapter 2, beginning with verse 2, "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people will go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." You see that Isaiah prophesied that the church would be established in the last days, that the law would go forth from Jerusalem, that the word of the Lord would begin and go from Jerusalem. Well, that's exactly what we see in the fulfillment when we go to Acts chapter 1. In Acts 1, it says that as Jesus was assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, You have heard of me. So we see that this is between the time of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and before he ascends back into heaven, that he is assembled together with them. And he commands them that they are not to depart from Jerusalem. Then when we drop down to verse 12 in Acts 1, it says that after Jesus had ascended, verse 12 says, "Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey." So we see the disciples doing exactly as Jesus commands them, to tarry in Jerusalem until they receive the promise of the Father. So we see then in Acts chapter 2 that in verse 1 it says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And we see this is still in Jerusalem, because verse 5 says that there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. So the whole setting of Acts 1 and Acts 2 is Jerusalem. Well, that corresponds exactly with the prophecy that Isaiah made concerning the word of the Lord going forth from Jerusalem. And it corresponds with Jesus telling his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until they be endued with power. So the church was established at Jerusalem. It was prophesied to start there, and we see the fulfillment of it being there in Jerusalem. Now, question, where was the church established that you are a member of? Was it in Jerusalem, or was it in some city or country in Europe back in the 1500s, 1600s, right on up until the 20th century? Only the church that Jesus established was established in Jerusalem. The other question is, when was it established? Well, going back to Acts 2, we see that now, for the first time, the gospel is able to be preached in its entirety. The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and his ascension is now able to be proclaimed, to be preached to people that are willing to listen and to hear. And as a result of that sermon that Peter preached in Acts 2, we see in verse 47, praising God and having favor with all of the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now remember in Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. That's in the future. That's future tense. I will build my church. Now, here in Acts 2 and verse 47, for the first time, we see the word church being spoken of in the present tense. The church being spoken of as being in existence. The Lord now, as a result of the sermon that Peter preached and people responding in obedience unto it, hearing and believing and being baptized, the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. So the question is, when was the church established that you are a member of? Again, sad to say, most churches today that are in existence had their beginning somewhere around 1500, somewhere around the 16th century, right on up until the 20th century, a century ago. Friends, that's 1,500 years later than the establishment of the Lord Church. That's 1,500 years later than when Jesus built his church. But one other question. Who is the head of the church? Well, the church that we read about in the Bible, Christ, is to be the head of it. In Matthew 28 and verse 18, the reason for Christ being the head of the church is the statement that Jesus makes in this verse. Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Friends, there's no other place that Jesus could be that he does not have power. He has the authority. He has all power in heaven and in earth. So by virtue of the fact that he has all power, then that makes him, or at least it should help us to understand that that should make him to be the head of the church. It's in Ephesians 1 that we read in verse 22, and God has put all things under Christ's feet and gave him, Christ, to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. God gave Christ. He put all things under his feet, and God gave Christ to be the head over all things to the church. Friends, the Church of our Lord does not have the Pope as its head. The Church of our Lord does not have a group or a council or a convention of men or women that comes together to convene and to formulate policy, formulate laws, either to add new regulations or to amend or abridge or even for that matter to eliminate some regulations pertaining to the church. That's not in the realm of what man has the authority to do. Oh, man does it. Man does it, but they're operating in the place of Christ. Christ has all power in heaven and in earth. Christ is the head of the church. And so, who is the head of the church that you're a member of? What does the Bible say about the establishment of the church? We see our time is gone. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And until then, that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.